You're hindering Ralph. You're not letting him get to the most important thing.
He paused effectively.
Who knows we're here, eh? They knew at the airport. The man with a trumpet thing. My dad.
Piggy put on his glasses. Nobody knows where we are, said Piggy. He was paler than before and breathless. Perhaps they knew where we was going to, and perhaps not, but they don't know where we are 'cause we never got there. He gaped at them for a moment, then swayed and sat down. Ralph took the conch from his hands.
That's what I was going to say, he went on, when you all...
He gazed at their intent faces.
The plane was shot down in flames. Nobody knows where we are. We may be here a long time.
The silence was so complete that they could hear the unevenness of Piggy's breathing. The sun slanted in and lay golden over half the platform. The breezes that on the lagoon had chased their tails like kittens were finding their way across the platform and into the forest. Ralph pushed back the tangle of fair hair that hung on his forehead.
So we may be here a long time.
Nobody said anything. He grinned suddenly.
But this is a good island. We, Jack, Simon, and me, we climbed the mountain. It's wizard. There's food and drink and rocks, blue flowers.
Piggy, partly recovered, pointed to the conch in Ralph's hands, and Jack and Simon fell silent. Ralph went on.
While we're waiting, we can have a good time on this island.
He gesticulated widely.
It's like in a book.
At once there was a clamor.
Treasure Island! Swallows and Amazons!